kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Para sa mga Pinoy moms na balak magbuntis o buntis dito sa Australia, alam niyo ba na iba ang sistema ng pangangalaga dito kumpara sa Pilipinas? Paano nga ba nagsisimula ang antenatal care? At ano ang kaibahan ng public at private na serbisyo? Yan ang ating aalamin sa Usapang Parental.
Kasama natin muli Dr. Angelica Lugarda-Scott. Doc Ange, good morning!
Good morning, Claudette, and good morning to all our listeners.
Kung sa pagbubuntis o pagiging buntis ng mga kababayan natin, no, dito sa Australia. Kasi syempre, di ba, sa Pilipinas, iba din yung mga patakaran pagdating sa hospital. So, unang tanong po, Doc, ano yung mga key difference in pregnancy care between the Philippines and Australia?
Yes. So, Claudette, that's really a great question, especially to all our listeners that are new here in Australia. So the biggest difference is the structure of the healthcare system for that. So in the Philippines, a patient often goes directly to a private obstetrician for all the prenatal care and delivery, diba? Here in Australia, the system is much more collaborative and often begins with a local GP. So the GP is the first point of contact, and then they will refer the patient either to the public or private maternity service, depending on your preference, of course. So in the public service, midwives play a key role in your care, as well as the obstetrician, especially if you are high risk. So merong mga kababaihan dyan na high risk ng pregnancy. So merong mga specialist obstetricians that really deal with them. So another key difference, Claudette, is the role of the family. So in the Philippines, it's very common for extended families to be heavily involved in your care. So both before and after the birth. So, but in Australia, dito sa Australia, while family support is encouraged, the system is more focused on the mother and her partner. So there's a strong emphasis on empowering women to make their own informed decisions about her care.
Mm-hmm. Doc, when it comes naman to public and private maternity services, paano po yun gumagana dito sa Australia? Kasi pwede ka ding manganak sa public hospital kung syempre gusto mong hindi ka gumastos, hindi po ba?
Yes.
Pwede naman sa private, pero alam natin, medyo may kamahalan.
Yeah. So in the public system, Claudette, which is, it is covered by the Medicare, it provides excellent care through hospitals and also birth centers. So typically, you'll be looked after by the team of midwives kung nasa public ka, midwives and doctors. And the care is all free. So your GP will refer you to the public hospital and you'll have appointments throughout your pregnancy. So sa private system naman, on the other hand, it involves choosing your own private obstetrician who will manage your entire pregnancy and deliver your baby in the private hospital. This gives you continuity of care with one specific obstetrician. But it does come with a significant out-of-pocket cost. So even with private health insurance, meron pa rin out-of-pocket costs. So, you know, at saka normally, Claudette, yung private health insurance, often they have 12-month waiting period for maternity services. So it's crucial to plan ahead.
Mm-mm. Yes, okay. When it comes to healthcare services, Doc, yung mga Medicare coverage and other medical support, ano yung mga available para sa mga kababayan, mga kababaihan nating magbubuntis dito sa Australia?
So with Medicare, so Medicare is really a fantastic safety net. So it covers or subsidizes most of your pregnancy-related costs, including your GP appointments, your routine blood tests, ultrasounds as well. It also covers your stay and care in a public hospital, whether you have a natural birth or cesarean. So the government's National Immunization Program also provides free vaccinations for for pregnant women, such as whooping cough and flu vaccines. And since February 2025, the RSV vaccination is provided free for expectant mothers between 28 to 36 weeks. At SACA, we also have other supports, including community health nurses who may do home visits after the birth, and a variety of support groups and resources to help everything from breastfeeding to mental health. So marami tayong mga agencies. We have, I don't know if you've heard about PANDA. So it's Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia. They offer support via telephone. Meron rin tayong Pink Elephants Pregnancy Loss Helpline for miscarriage or pregnancy loss support. Meron rin tayong Australian Breastfeeding Association. It's a community support and helplines for breastfeeding education and workplace advocacy for nursing mothers. So maraming support for that.
Oo, yun yung napakaganda dito sa Australia kasi left and right talagang susuportahan ka all the way until manganak ka, diba? Napansin ko dito sa Australia, napaka mahalaga yung antenatal care, no? Kapag nagbubuntis ka, talagang laging may check-up, may routine check-up. Ano ba yung mga dapat i-expect ng mga nanay, no, sa antenatal care, and ano din yung mga dapat expect nila during their check-up?
Yeah, so antenatal care is incredibly important. You're right there. So regular checkups with your doctor or midwife allow us to monitor your health and your baby's development. So we're looking for things like blood pressure, baby's growth, and we will also conduct screenings to check for any potential complications. So for your first visit, it's usually the longest and most comprehensive. So we'll take your detailed medical history, discuss lifestyle factors, and order initial blood tests and ultrasounds. And usually this is around mga 6 to 7 weeks when they arrive in their first appointments. And these visits are also, you know, a great opportunity for moms to ask questions and get information on everything from diet, from exercise, to preparing for birth and labor.
Hindi mo naisipin yung gagastusin mo sa blood test at sa check-up. Kung sa Pilipinas, hindi ba every time you visit, you have to pay?
That's really correct. So it's all covered. So the government has made sure na it's all covered and the moms or the families don't need to worry about that.
Ito, Doc, what cultural adjustments naman po might Filipino moms need to make when giving birth in Australia? Kasi baka yung expectation nila iba, kasi nga iba yung pamamalakad at pamamaraan dito.
Yes, so that's true. So I think it's really important for them to be aware as well. And it's really a sensitive and important topic. So isa sa mga na-notice ko with my patients as well is one major adjustment is the concept of yung relapse or getting sick after birth if you're too active too soon. So in Australia, we encourage early mobilization and physical activity to aid in recovery. So it's common for Filipino women to have traditional customs like not bathing for a period after birth, which can be a conflict of hospital hygiene practices. So my advice is to be open and honest, to have an open and honest conversation with your healthcare team. So hospitals normally meron din sila mga interpreters and cultural liaison officers who can help bridge these gaps. So your healthcare providers really want to respect your traditions while also ensuring safety and best possible health outcomes. So meron din tayong Claudette, sa public hospitals, people can expect na they may not see the same doctor every visit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so kasi minsan, depending on who is the one on duty. Pero sa Philippines, private maternity care, often you allow meron kang personal obstetrician in the private room. Okay. Yeah. Also about hospital stays. So in Australia, moms now healthy and, you know, straightforward young births, they can go home within 24, 48 hours compared to longer stays in the Philippines. At saka, here in Australia, we really encourage, same din siguro, same naman siguro sa Philippines, which is we encourage skin-to-skin and immediate breastfeedings after birth talaga. Mm-hmm. And also visitors, you know, hospitals in Australia may limit visitors and friends has to wait when you got home before they can visit, unlike in the Philippines where visitors can come immediately. And also for new moms, you know, after delivery, you know, yung mga extended family, in here we don't have a lot of aunties, cousins, and grandparents. So you may need to plan for community support or sometimes even paid support afterwards. And lastly, yung tinatawag natin community health nurses for them. So after birth, a nurse may visit your home to check you and the baby. So something that is not available in the Philippines.
Oo. At isa pa din, Doc, yung kasi sa Pilipinas, sanay tayo na yung baby okay lang mag-co-sleep sa atin. Diba dito, very strict sila na kailangan may sariling cot yung anak mo. Yung mga bibisitang nurse, titingnan kung saan ba natutulog yung baby.
Yes, that's correct. They want to make sure na everything is good and safe at your home.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.